With Bonfire Night coming up this Sunday, the 5th of November, and of course lots of fireworks going off too, here on R&IB Connect Radio, we thought it would be a good time to think about how to make the days leading up to Bonfire Night and the night itself as calm and stress-free as possible for your guide dog or pet dog. Joining me now is Helena Gibbons from Guide Dogs to share a few sort of hints and tips on how to look after your dog on Bonfire Night if they do get a little bit frightened and stressed out with fireworks. Hello, Helena, and welcome to R&IB Connect Radio.
Hi, Toby. Thanks so much for having me.
Helena, firstly, why do some dogs find fireworks absolutely fine, whilst other dogs seem to be a little bit more stressed about it? I know my current guide dog does get a little bit stressed around fireworks, but my first guide dog was absolutely fine with them and probably a little bit bulletproof.
Yeah, it's so interesting, isn't it? All dogs react differently to fireworks and lots of stimulation in the environment, but fireworks in particular can be one of those subjects where some dogs seem to be absolutely fine and some dogs do struggle. And when we think about it and thinking about a dog, his hearing sensitivity is 4 times greater than ours. It kind of makes sense that dogs are finding that a struggle when there's fireworks in the environment. And of course, they can hear them much further away than we can. So we might be wondering, what are they reacting to? But it may be that there's a fireworks display happening miles down the road that we don't know about that they can hear. So it really is just dependent on the dog and how it is feeling on that day and the experiences that they've had. And actually, as dogs age, they can also start to change. So a younger dog might be seemingly less sensitive, but as it ages, it might feel it's a little bit harder for them. So it's always worth preparing for that time of year, whatever's happened before with your dog, just to be absolutely on the safe side.
What are the main things that we can do in the days leading up to Bonfire Night to sort of make it as stress-free as possible for our guide dogs and other dogs?
It's really a good time to start preparing for fireworks night and leading into that Christmas period as well. So what we can start to do is preparing now by doing things like you can play videos and little bits of stimulation of fireworks on the radio, on the TV, really low, and pairing that with something the dog likes. So maybe a bit of food, praise, toys, and then gradually increasing the volume as you go so that the dog starts to get used to that noise happening around them. If the dog reacts, then you can turn the sound down, start again, and getting the dog kind of prepared for that noise happening. There are other things we could do, like maybe play the TV and radio a little bit louder before the big day so that they get used to something else happening in the environment. And then I suppose finally, it's also perhaps checking with your neighbours. What are they doing? Are they having events? Are the big events happening locally so that you can prepare yourself for when may it be on the big day when we can prepare differently for when it's actually going to be the day when the fireworks are happening?
On Bonfire Night itself, is it good to sort of draw the curtains, pull the blinds, play a bit of calming music and maybe sort of find a safe place for your dog to go to in the house on the night?
Absolutely spot on. Yes. All those things. So during the day itself, it's really sensible to get out, do your walk and your exercise early. So your dog's had its exercise and is a little bit more relaxed in the evening, so, and trying to do it before it's dark, of course. And then, as you say, feeding the dog early, toileting it early, and then, as you say, closing curtains, having lights on, having the radio on and a TV, and preparing a little bit of a nook maybe where the dog could go if it's feeling a little bit unsure. Yeah, so all those things are perfect for the day itself.
Do things like aroma oils help at all with calming a dog? Are they supposed to sort of help calm us down a bit as humans?
You know, there is always, because fireworks do sort of release a smell, so there is that thought that maybe that might help. It's just being mindful of what it is you have and where you have it in your house so the dog doesn't have access to it. Something that probably is more helpful going down that line is something like a plug-in adapter that you can plug into the wall ahead of the day, and that releases pheromones that should help the dog relax. So if you're really concerned about it, that's the kind of route I would be going down, to have something else in the house as well as curtains closed, lights on, etc.
If your guide dog or pet dog is getting a little bit stressed out on Bonfire Night itself, is it a good idea to leave them alone or be with them and stroke them to sort of calm them down and maybe calm yourself down a bit?
Yeah, no, it's quite nice to sit with them, isn't it? I think it is observing how the dog is feeling at that time. If they've taken themselves away, if you're getting a signs and reaction that the dog might be unhappy, perhaps it's vocalizing a little bit more, could be shaking, cowering, hiding, maybe it can't relax at all and is pacing around the house. It's trying to find the thing the dog responds to the best. So it may be that dog's very happy for you to come and sit with them on the floor and give them interaction. Or you may feel like, oh, actually, the dog's doing better when I'm just being normal and going around doing my normal household chores. So it may depend on what response you're getting from the dog, but there's absolutely no harm in being with the dog and give it some reassurance.
And Helena, some people think that because the majority of guide dogs are either Labrador or Lab Retriever crosses, and of course that breed is very much sort of linked with gun dogs, that they should be fine with all the sort of noises of fireworks and loud noises. But is that just a sort of thing because gun dogs during their training get introduced to sort of gun noise and loud noises?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So a gun dog will be being introduced to that really early on. And of course, they don't all make it as gun dogs for exactly that reason. In the guide dog world, in puppy raising, which is where I'm based in guide dogs, we do help the puppies by preparing them by doing, as I've said, so playing the noises, getting them prepared for that noise when they're young, so that hopefully when they're older, they don't have quite such a tricky time. But of course, each dog is different. So it may be that we just know that that dog is going to struggle at that time, and we need to help it along a bit with doing all the things we've already discussed.
And obviously, fireworks don't just go off during bonfire night, they go off at New Year's Eve and other sort of events during the year. Is there anything that we could do during the year to prepare our dogs sort of leading up to these times, like, sort of maybe the thing about sort of playing noises, firework noises when they're eating and stuff, sort of at a sort of lesser sort of stressful time of year?
Yeah, absolutely. We can do that all throughout the year, though we don't have to do it just at the lead up to those events. If we're doing it throughout the year, it's going to make that, when it does come around at Christmas and New Year, that much easier. So yeah, absolutely. Practicing it all year round will really help.
Helena, what would be your top hints and tips for keeping your guide dog or pet dog calm and stress-free during firework time?
I think the first one is knowing what's happening in your local area. So I would definitely be chatting to neighbours and finding out when there may be a big local show happening, so that you can be really prepared to know what time, when is it going to happen, so I can have all my setup already done. As you've already said, practicing. So having that low level practicing throughout the year on the run up, starting to just increase the sound so the dog gets used to it. And then definitely on the day itself, kind of having yourself all ready to go. And I've experienced this with my own dog before, where I had to run into the house because I wasn't quite prepped enough. So definitely having your curtains closed, windows closed, lights on, all the music already happening, so that you're not suddenly having to do that because you've suddenly heard that there's fireworks in the distance. So having it all prepared ahead of time will really help at that moment when you need it.
Finally, Helena, if listeners are worried about their guide dogs on bonfire nights, is there a lot of information and advice on the guide dog's website for people to go to for advice and help?
Absolutely, yeah. If you go to the guide dog's website, type in fireworks, it takes you right to the right page, and there's lots of information on there, hints and tips. If you are worried, even after reading that, or perhaps you know from experience throughout the year and last year that your dog is going to struggle, I would suggest giving guide dogs a ring, and we can have a chat through about what other options there might be.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Helena Gibbons from Guide Dogs, for sharing some great advice on how to make Bonfire Night as stress-free as possible for your guide dog and pet dog with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Toby. Really appreciated you having me here.